Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here to give us some insight to the Vikings, who I think are kind of flying under radar these days. And I want to find out if they're cool with that. The play-by-play voice of the Vikings for decades now, our buddy Paul Allen joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Paul, Jody Mack in New York, how you doing?
My main man, Mack. Now, you know, the last time we had this confab was into the season. And, you know, off the 8-7-1 that was 2018, specifically with the highly paid, highly compensated quarterback Kirk Cousins, you had some legitimate questions into the season. And, you know, I swore to you, even though it has been better than even I thought it would be, I swore to you that things got so topsy-turvy last year that the offensive coordinator got fired with three games to go in the season.
Yep.
in his first year as a coordinator. So, you know, with Kevin Stefanski, his offensive coordinator, his right-hand man, Gary Kubiak, seven Super Bowls, one Super Bowl 50 leading the Broncos. We just kind of knew when you and I chatted last time that things were going to be better for this quarterback. And they not only have they been better, man, they've been dramatically better.
Yeah, I thought they had a chance to improve. To the level they have, I did not see coming. And if you're giving the credit to those around Kirk Cousins, I certainly understand it, comprehend it, and would probably agree with you. But I don't want to shortchange this guy. And, yeah, I talked some smack on him just because I thought he got so blatantly overpaid. He was the only quarterback on the free agent market. The Vikings got very aggressive to get him. The Jets offered him at least as much, if not more money. Yeah. So they had to pay him what they ended up paying him. And I just didn't think he was worth that. So that's
Jody, I mean, Jody, sorry to clump, man, but, I mean, if you look at, like, quarterback salaries around the NFL and then now in the right situation where – those Redskins teams for whom he played were not as close to as good as this 2019 Vikings team is. So you put a super talented, super smart guy in the right situation, and if you don't have a quarterback, man, I mean, it honestly doesn't really matter what you pay for it. If you don't have a quarterback, you ain't going anywhere.
True. And to Cousins' credit, he's been better than I ever thought he could be. Now, he's got some really talented guys to throw to, one of which returns to the lineup this week. They've been a couple of weeks without Adam Thielen. How much does his return mean to this Viking unit?
Yeah, that's big, man. I mean, his last reception, Jody, was October 20th, a 25-yard touchdown reception at Ford Field. And on that play, he messed up his hamstring. So, you know, he tried to go in the Kansas City game, didn't work out. So he basically has not played in seven consecutive games. Now, the Vikings have won seven of their last nine, and Stephon Diggs, you know, largely because of being absolutely the main man, he's 25 yards from his career best for receiving yards, which is just a little bit over 1,000. So Diggs jumped up nicely, and rookie tight end Irv Smith has really factored in nicely of late. Old-school tight end Kyle Rudolph has six touchdowns. You know, all of those touchdowns since Adam has been gone. Yeah, that's tied. That's either tied for best in the NFC or he owns it. And then you got the back, man. I mean, Cook has 13 rushing touchdowns, and I think the Vikings have the best screen game in the NFL, largely due to Dalvin.
And that's a talent that the quarterback's got to get some credit for, too, because he's the guy who's got to execute it and draw the defense enough to make it work. And Cousins has been very good at that, too. Got to give him his props there. You mentioned Stephon Diggs, who's having Pro Bowl-type season, off-the-charts kind of year. It wasn't all rainbows and sunshine earlier this season. You can tell me you're closer to it than me, but there were reports about him trying to talk his way out of town and he wasn't happy with his usage in the offense. Where did the corner get turned?
You know what, Mac? I think that played a lot into the quarterback's success too, and here's why. And I mean, we could go on for 5 minutes on it, man. That week we had with Diggs was very aggressive, and it was... that was a tipping point of the season right there. You see, we took a bad loss week two at Lambeau. I mean, if you hold Aaron Rodgers to 0 points over the final three quarters of a game, you have to win the game. Cousins kind of daggered the game with an awful, awful interception back right of the end zone, 3 minutes and change to go. Kirk had a bad game. And Stephon, you know, along with Thielen, were missed by the quarterback on what could have been super big plays in that game. Then we go to Chicago. We lose that game. It's an ugly loss. Quarterback's not bad, but then it starts to get a little hot. So the long play here, Jody, is Diggs didn't show up for a Wednesday practice and then came back on a Thursday. And I don't have any validity on this. The coach, the GM, the owners, nobody has told me my speculation is right. But I go with it because I just know what I see behind the scenes and what I see in these games. Is I just have a feeling Cousins was like, what if Stephon does not want to be here because of me? So if that's the case, then there are some things that I need to change, more so than just targeting him and getting him the ball. And from that week on, man, you take a look at Cousins' numbers. The numbers are good. He's not as jittery as he used to be. He's not as anxious as he used to be. And it was a season-turning week.
It was huge for the Vikings, and they've been rolling right along ever since. While we praise your offense as much as we do, we should give your defense credit as well. And Danielle Hunter has been one of the more underrated pass rushers, not in the National Football League this year, but for the last 3 or 4 years, this guy's got it done. As a third-round draft pick out of LSU, he's been one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League. Why is he kind of like the way I see your team flying under the radar in the NFL?
Youngest guy in the history of the NFL, Danielle Hunter, to have at least 50 sacks, and he had three last week. You know, he's 25 years. He was 25 years, 40 days of age when he got that 50th sack. Danielle is very soft-spoken, and he is not a me-first guy. So, therefore, Danielle's not going to pull a lot of this attention to him. Now, with our defense, man, we a couple of games ago, Jody, we gave up 218 on the ground to Seattle, okay?
Right.
And in three of the four up to that Lions win last week, we had been gouged for 163 rushing yards per game. So then we play the Lions with college free agent quarterback David Blau making his road debut, and they're not a run first team. So we held them to 70. Now this test tomorrow, this is a monster. Okay, this Austin Eckler, third year from West Colorado, undrafted, he has 14 receiving touchdowns in the first 2 years and change of his career. Jody, he was undrafted. The Chargers' record for receiving touchdowns by a running back is 15 by LaDainian Tomlinson. So that shows you how good this kid is. He just had more than 100 rushing and 100 receiving last game, including an 84-yard touchdown reception. So with Eckler and Melvin Gordon, our defense is going to be acid-tested for class tomorrow.
All right, last thing. Know you've got the game against the Packers coming up. You might need a little help from your friends because you already lost that Packer game, split the two games, comes down to divisional records. You've got a loss against the Bears. They don't have another in-division loss yet, so you need a little bit of a helping hand to potentially get the division. How important would the division be, seeing as what the Vikings record is home and road this year?
Yeah, big time, man. I mean, you know, I honestly don't count on us winning the division. Aaron Rodgers never loses to the Bears. You know, I do think we'll beat them on Monday Night Football, but then we're going to need the Lions to beat them the last week. You know, the Vikings are undefeated at home, Jody, and they have been a different team at home than on the road, man. We got three road wins. Hopefully we get four tomorrow. So, you know, the long play for me here is Vikings beating a very, very under-the-radar, all-of-a-sudden tough Chargers team. I ain't kidding you here, man. This team's 5-8, but this team got healthy big time within the last couple of weeks, just hung 45 on Jacksonville, and Phillip Rivers throws the ball. So win your final three. If you can win this thing tomorrow, then you beat Green Bay, then you beat the Bears last game of the season. This team's going to head into the postseason with a ton of momentum and a hot quarterback, and those teams are tough to stop.
All right, nobody's listening to this, so it's not going to be bulletin board material for anybody, but if the Vikings don't win the division, but they are the top-ranked wild card, where would they be better served? Going to Dallas, where they already won this year, are going to Philadelphia. Didn't win in Philadelphia, but you held the Eagles pretty easily up in your place, which would be a better matchup for Minnesota going on the road.
Jody, we swept the NFC East, quite honestly. I haven't been high on any of those NFC East teams all year. I think it would take a miracle for us to be the five. I think we're pretty much locked into the six if we don't win the division, because you got those teams in the NFC West, man, with fewer losses than us. So it would be a miracle for us to be the five. I think we're going to go to New Orleans or we're going to go to Lambeau. I know the Vikings are every bit as good, if not better, than Green Bay, so Lambeau would be cool. Not exactly sure I want to put the quarterback outdoors in January if I can keep him indoors. So, you know, if we got to go to Lambeau, we do. Big deal. If we have to go to the Superdome, we do. Big deal. I just want the team to be hot and looking the part of a good, complete team into the postseason.
Starts with a win against the Chargers tomorrow. Great stuff, Paul. Good to catch up, bud. Appreciate it. Have a good call in the game.
Got you, buddy. Happy holidays.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.